We're joined by Brian Robb of Boston Sports Journal. And Brian, it is a heavy Boston Sports Journal day, which is what's good for us, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, we'd like to hear that. Thanks for having me on, Rich.
You bet. Thanks for coming on with us this afternoon. Celtics coming back in their post-London vacation for a few days before they return to action. And you wrote about what happened to them yesterday. It's the ninth time this season Celtics have overcome a deficit of more than 12 points, and a lot of that credit goes to the work that Coach Brad Stevens is doing.
Yeah, it really does, Rich. It's kind of, you know, you look at two sides of it being like, all right, the Celtics are falling into these holes time and time again, but, I mean, based on the personnel they have, that's really no surprise this year. Obviously, Gordon Hayward is out. There have been a lot of injuries up and down the lineup over the first half of the season, but, yeah, pretty much every night the Celtics have been in the game to the very end, minus a couple exceptions. Like, they fight hard. They don't, you know, get down themselves when they, you know, fall down by these double-digit deficits. And Brad Stevens also seems to have a magic touch in terms of finding the right groups to go up on each night, whether it's, you know, he needs a little defense in the with a guy like Shane Larkin to play some pressure on the perimeter, or to go off a more mobile big man and Daniel Tice like he did for a bunch of yesterday. He seems to, you know, push the right buttons with this team in these games to make sure, you know, they have a chance and obviously pull off some impressive wins like we saw in London.
And you wrote as well that he's done a great job of managing the minutes for guys, too, over what's been a pretty tough schedule in this first half of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something the Celtics, just as an organization, you know, they really believe in the value of rest and recovery and not overworking guys. They've already planned in some rest days for stars like Kyrie Irving and Al Horford during the year. Both of those guys, even though they're all-star players, are, you know, nowhere near the top of the minutes leaderboard in the NBA right now because, you know, the Stevens and his staff wants to protect them. So that's really, you know, help keep both of those guys healthy for most of the year and feeling pretty rejuvenated so they can, in games where they're really needed, like they were on Thursday night, they can get a little extra run.
So, best record in the NBA, 34-10 overall. How much can fans believe in this tremendous first half?
It's becoming easier to, you know, believe that this team has a decent shot of getting to the NBA Finals, Rich, with the way that they're playing. Because we're gone back past the point of small sample sizes here. This is half a season. They weren't even healthy for most of the half a season. Obviously, you can, you know, the Gordon Hayward storyline is there as a central return. I don't think they're counting on that. But even without him, you look around the Eastern Conference right now and you see teams like Cleveland, who obviously will be the heavy favorite as long as LeBron is there, but they're dealing with some serious problems. Toronto is a solid team. They're only a couple games back, but they're not going to really scare the Celtics in the postseason. And the Celtics, defensively, they're the best team in the NBA, and they give themselves a chance in every game with that defense. And so when you combine that with a playoff performer like Kyrie Irving and a couple in the athleticism of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, this is a group that, you know, if things go right, they could make a real deep run here.
We're talking with Brian Robb of Boston Sports Journal. Obviously, the injury to Gordon Hayward forced them to change the way they use their personnel, but is it possible in some way that that may be end up being an advantage? The young guys have been thrust out there and have had to play more minutes, and some of these role players have clearly emerged as a key part of this team.
Yeah, there's no question that it's been a pretty big silver lining there. Obviously, you take Gordon Hayward any day of the week if you get him, but the development of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown has, you know, been put on fast forward because Hayward isn't out there because, you know, this team, there really isn't a proven second scorer on this team with Hayward's down. So both of those guys had kind of had to step up and assume those roles. And they've obviously surpassed the team's expectations in doing it. And then you look further down the bench. I mean, guys like there's rookies with whether it's Daniel Tice from Germany or Semi Ojeleye, all these guys who probably wouldn't really be seeing the floor much at all if Hayward was playing, they've gotten a chance. They've contributed in various wins throughout the season. And that's really, again, helping this team long term, because you look at what this, you know, depth is obviously going to be important down the road. Brad Stevens has a lot of options for different kind of games and lineups and, you know, makeup of other teams that he's facing. And kind of doesn't have an answer for everything at this point, but he's got a lot of appealing options. And it's nice to have that. It's something that they can build upon, not just this year, but down the road, since a lot of these guys are under contract for a few more years.
I know they remain hopeful about Gordon Hayward, but even Brad Stevens said the other day the timeline really hasn't changed, has it?
No, he's, the Celtics are always publicly going to be saying that because it's, I mean, one, it's probably true, and two, it makes no sense just from, you know, a pressure standpoint for Hayward to come out publicly and say, yeah, no, he's ahead of schedule. You know, Celtics fans should be waiting for him in March. No, that does no one any good, because, you know, Hayward's probably already putting, you know, a lot of pressure on himself to get back. He doesn't need any other outside noise from it. With that said, you know, Danny Ainge tweeting out that picture of him by the pool without a brace, it's clear that, you know, that wasn't a mistake. Like, it was a milestone for Hayward to be done with that brace, and he obviously wanted to showcase that. So this is clearly, things are going well on that front. And at this point, I think, you know, the team has great medical people there. They're obviously not going to put Hayward in harm's way, but the big part comes now. I had an article on BostonSportsJournal.com this week with our medical expert, medical doctor, Dr. Jessica Flynn, just kind of asking her about, like, what's next for Hayward. And this is really where the true test comes. No one knows if Hayward's going to be back this year or not yet, because this is where he gets tested, when he starts running, when he starts, you know, building strength in that ankle and that leg. And maybe he responds very well, maybe he doesn't, and we're looking at next season. But either way, it'll be a storyline that's going to be hanging over the last couple months of this season, and could potentially be, you know, a nice little bonus for this team to get Hayward, who obviously won't be 100% if he does come back, but could be obviously a useful weapon in a limited role.
And the schedule the rest of the way certainly doesn't have as many games, as many back-to-backs, but it's got some tough opponents, and a lot more of those tough games are going to be on the road this time around.
Yes, they've Celtics really haven't had to do much, you know, traveling. They obviously went to London. They did a lot of traveling overseas there, but they haven't had to go out west and face a lot of opponents in that neck of the woods this year. So they have a four-game road trip at the end of the month to L.A. They have a big showdown with Golden State on a Saturday night, which will be a nationally televised ABC game. And they'll also face the Rockets later on, I believe it's March, in Saturday night down there in that kind of role. So they're going to be more rested in terms of the volume of games, like you mentioned, but they will be traveling a bit more here. And that is, you know, definitely not easy either. So, but I do think they're getting healthy outside of Hayward right now. They had pretty much a full complement of players for the first time in a long time in London. Marcus Morris has been dealing with that sore knee all year. He's finally, you know, not 100%, but he's not doing with minutes restriction anymore. So that's big. And it's really giving, you know, Stevens has a history of leading his teams to better second half of the year than they're in the first half of the year in his 4 years here. Again, that's going to be tough to do based on the great pace they're on right now, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them maintain that pace into the next couple months.
Hard to find a lot of issues when you're 34-10, but is there one thing that the team would like to improve on down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I think the offense is still really comes and goes too much at this point. The defense has come back around. They're still top in the league, but they're really middle of the pack on offense. And as we saw in the first half of that Sixers game yesterday, they have a lot of guys who, you know, look for their own shot a little too much at times, whether it's Marcus Smart or Marcus Morris or Terry Rozier, and those guys can shoot them out of games at times. So I think Brad Stevens really going to prioritize, you know, building better flow to the offense, better consistency, more urgency there, more, you know, when they do run sets, run them early in the shot clock, they get better looks. So there's definitely a lot to improve here still on that end of the floor. And Brad Stevens, you know, he's not going to be shy about letting those guys know about it, because, you know, there's still a long way to go here, and this team can't get comfortable.
Brian Robb writes about the Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. Brian, great talk with you. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon, and we'll catch you again before too long.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
little Celtics talk here on Downtown to get things rolling on this Friday afternoon.